The following is a presentation of KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on AM 1220 and FM 101.1 KJAN. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by members of the KJAN All Sports Booster Association. Now, here are Jim Field and Chris Parks.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to high school basketball. Tonight, once again, it's a doubleheader night here, this time in Class 1A postseason play. A semifinal action here in District 13. As the first game of the night, we'll see Adair Casey take on Peyton Sherdan, and we'll have the late game 40 between Nottoway Valley and Griswold. The game's being played tonight here at Guthrie Center High School, home of the Tigers, and nice venue for high school hoops. Should be a nice packed house here for these games here this evening. Fans starting to file in here for you tonight, and it should be a great atmosphere for what we hope to be a couple of good games, but for Adair Casey, they're going to need to improve upon how things went in the regular season against this Peyton Sherdan team, because it's a good Peyton Sherdan team, and they lost pretty handily the first two times this season.
Yeah, Peyton Sherdan winning twice. They're 18-3 on the season. Two of those victories coming over Adair Casey during the regular Rolling Valley Conference season. And both of the games won by double-digit margins. Adair Casey falling 71-55 the first time at home back on January the 6th. And in that game, boy, I tell you what, Noah Jurgensen really filled it up. 24 points, 10 rebounds for Peyton Sherdan. Dylan Burghardt, Joe Tower, Jake Carey all had 14 points. A nice balanced night for a lot of their regulars. Emmett Wheatley had 23 points, 7 steals for Adair Casey. Charlie Terry had 11 points. It was the third quarter that doomed Adair Casey. They were outscored 18-0 in the third quarter of that game. They actually had the lead at halftime, but that lead melted away in a hurry with that 18-0 for a third quarter. You just cannot do that. Second time around, it was Peyton Sherdan getting out to a quick early lead. They were up 23-7 at the first quarter break. They led 43-23 at the half, and they coasted to a 69-54 win. And Noah Jurgensen again with a big game, 27 points, a dozen rebounds. Jake Carey had a nice stat line with 16 points, 9 boards, 7 assists, and 5 steals in the basketball game. Where wasn't he that night? Emmett Wheatley had 27 points and 7 boards. Connor Westergaard had a dozen points to help lead Adair Casey. But yeah, absolutely. Adair Casey's got to, you can see, they have to put together a complete game effort. You can't play two, you can't play three quarters. You've got to play four against a pretty athletic Peyton Sherdan basketball team.
We'll see if they can do that here tonight. Of course, both teams had to win to get to this point. We'll talk about how they did that here for you in just a moment, and also get you just a look at the starting lineups here tonight. Peyton Sherdan, Adair Casey, first game of the evening. Later it will be Nottoway Valley taking on Griswold. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, D&J Supply at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon. Family owned and operated, specializing in top quality service. See them today for brake work and wheel balancing, a great selection of batteries and auto accessories. That's D&J Supply on Highway 71 in Audubon. Enjoy open bowling with your friends and family at the Super Bowl in Atlantic during the week and glow bowling on weekends. It's a great place for birthday parties. The Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic. And contact Jamie or Dean at J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic. They can increase your business visibility by putting your company's name or logo on a variety of apparel like shirts, hats, coats, pens, and keychains, just to mention a few. That's J&J Custom Graphic Design in Atlantic.
Welcome back. High school basketball tonight, Class 1A District 13 matchups in a doubleheader being played at Guthrie Center High School. So we are here at Guthrie Center High School in Guthrie Center getting ready for our first contest. Both teams out on the floor getting warmed up here. Peyton Sherdan and Adair Casey. Here's how these teams got to this point so far. They had to win games here to get to this point, and Peyton Sherdan was a winner over Audubon 59-47. In their last contest to get to this semifinal. Adair Casey was a winner over Coon Rapids Baird 49-48 to get into this contest as well.
And I haven't seen the numbers from that Adair Casey win, but Peyton Sherdan had another solid night. They just get a lot of production from a lot of people. Noah Jurgensen had 18 points on 8 of 12 shooting in that contest. Colton Fitzpatrick had 14 points. Jake Carey, a dozen. Dylan Burgard had 10. They were 22 of 42 from the floor, over 50% from the floor. They did struggle a bit from the line, making just 13 of their 23 free throws. But in addition to his 18 points, Jurgensen also had a dozen rebounds in that contest. So another solid effort against Audubon for this Peyton Sherdan squad.
Played well to get to this mark. And as mentioned, Derek Casey, a squeaker against Coon Rapids Bayard, 49-48. In that game that they needed to win here to get to this point. So tough matchup here for Derek Casey, and we've talked about the two matchups already previous this season that Peyton Sherdan won to get early on in the season, of course, to improve their record, and Derek Casey knows the task that is in front of them here tonight. Both teams are finishing their warm-ups. We'll take one more break and look at the starting lineups. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Peck's Stump Removal in Griswold is insured and gives free estimates. They have a really small stump grinder, so it won't be pulled with a truck and ruin your yard. Call Peck's Stump Removal at 712-789-0346. Steffens and Construction in Anita does residential, commercial, and farm improvements. For expert service in stone, brick, block masonry work, and carpentry and concrete jobs, call Stephenson Construction at 712-249-2929. Larry's Painting Service is ready to take care of your painting project and repair needs for interior, exterior, commercial, residential, metal buildings, decks, and barns for farmers. Give Larry's Painting Service a call at 254-1953.
Chris Parks along with Jim Field. High school basketball tonight in Class 1A postseason play. Adair Casey and Peyton Sherdan getting ready for the first game of the night. Here's a look at the starting lineups here for these two teams. For Adair Casey, who will be considered the road squad in this first game, and head coach Mark Imgarten, they're 11-10 overall on the year. Here's their starting five. Number 5, Cole Reha, the senior. Number 15, Connor Westergaard, a sophomore. Number 23, Emmett Wheatley, a senior. Number 31, Colton Sargent, a sophomore. And number 33, Charlie Terry, the senior here for Adair Casey.
And on the season for Adair Casey, they've been led primarily by Emmett Wheatley. He's led them with 20 points per game, shooting 59% from the floor. He gets a lot of steals and runouts. In fact, steals numbers are incredible for Wheatley. He's at 101 steals in their 21-game season. That's an awful lot. That's averaging about 5 a game, and that's pretty salty. We mentioned how many he had earlier in the season in a game against the Peyton Sherdan Rockets earlier this year. Also, Colton Sargent averaging 11 points a game in the middle. Charlie Terry and Connor Westergaard about 9 points each. As a team, Adair Casey scoring 59.6 a game. They shoot 49.5% from the floor, 33% from the arc, and 57% from the free throw line. And the leading rebounder is Charlie Terry. He's got 118 of those, or 154 of those, rather, on the season. Colton Sargent with 101. Their assist leader is Emmett Wheatley. He's got 111 assists on the season with just 36 turnovers. So that's a pretty good ratio there, too. In fact, as a team, Adair Casey with 308 assists and 230 turnovers. So they're above water when it comes to the assist-turnover ratio. And in high school basketball, that's always a good place to be.
Sure is. And on the other side for the Peyton Sherdan Rockets and head coach Chris Stimson, they're 18-3 overall. Here's their starting five tonight. Number 4, Jake Carey, the senior. Number 10, Colton Fitzpatrick, a senior. Number 22, Joe Tower, a freshman. Number 44, Dylan Burgard, a senior. And number 56, Noah Jurgensen, a junior, the starting five for the Rockets.
Yeah, and they get, as we already chronicled, some balanced outputs offensively. Jake Carey actually leads them with 19 a game. Noah Jurgensen right behind, 18.5. Fitzpatrick averaging 9 a game. Burgard averaging 7.5 a game. As a team, they're averaging 64.1 points per game. They shoot just about 50%, 49.8% from the floor, 34% from the arc, and 61% from the free throw line. Their leading rebounder, Jurgensen, he's got 201 of those on the season. He's been a force inside. Burgard with 109 rebounds on the year. And steals, boy, they do a lot of that too. 239 steals on the season for Peyton Sherdan. They will guard you everywhere, and they are very athletic at all spots.
Yeah, we had the chance to check them out earlier in the season against the Cam Cougars, and a team that can definitely get up and down the floor, and a streaky team as well. Once they get hot, they can really start rolling, and of course, Adair Casey knows all about that with an 18-0 quarter against them earlier here this year, so obviously they were able to do that against them as well. And we'll see how it plays out tonight. It's always a different story in the postseason, and teams have players get hot, or somebody has a good night, somebody has a bad night. It just is really a different beast in the postseason. That intensity level turns up, and whoever handles it better usually ends up on the right side of the scoreboard, and we'll see which team can do that here this evening. Teams are finishing up being introduced to the crowd, and then we'll get ready for tip-off here tonight. We'll have our national anthem on the way for you as well. Nice crowd filing in here at Guthrie Center High School. Each school has their own little quadrant of the gymnasium, and they are filling up rapidly. Not going to be many seats left by the time we're ready to go. We'll listen in now here this evening for your national anthem. Loud rendition, but a rendition nonetheless of the national anthem.
I pledge allegiance to a painting of a flag. I don't think I've ever actually seen that before anywhere. There's no flag here in the gymnasium, but they do have a painting of a flag on the wall.
Yeah, it's rather large as well.
It is large.
Pretty easy to spot. Pretty funny with the way technology has progressed. You see that a lot of schools. They pull up the laptop and stick the speaker next to the microphone to try to play the national anthem. Whatever works, it gets the job done. We're ready to play here tonight. Adair Casey in the center circle with Charlie Terry. Peyton Sherdan will be sending out Noah Jurgensen out there here. And immediately going to have a turnover here against Peyton Sherdan. I'm not sure why.
That's a missed call. That's not an over and back. You have to have the ball in the front court and go to the back court. The ball never left the back court. The player jumped into the back court to take the pass, but that's, they made the call.
Interesting. So Adair Casey gets the basketball first instead. As the turnover gives it to them, they will work it around the perimeter here with Wheatley on the right side. Up top, they'll swing it. Now left side, Terry throws a pass away right into the hands of Jurgensen. Taken away by Peyton Sherdan.
He was expecting Sargent to duck down in the lane and head toward the basket, and he didn't get there.
Now Jurgensen will get the pass down low. Sargent rejected the shot attempt, though, and Adair Casey comes away with the board.
That's a huge matchup inside for Adair Casey. Colton Sargent has to play strong and aggressive inside because you know Jurgensen's going to.
Connor Westergaard with it. Back over to Wheatley, who will run the point for Adair Casey. He crosses over, gets in the lane. And we're going to have a reach-in foul on the floor here immediately. A little bump there by Peyton Sherdan. We'll have the inbound come underneath the hoop now.
Jake Carey called for the foul.
So first foul of the game goes against the Rockets. Inbound is thrown away. Try to lob it out front. Joe Tower got in there, took it away. Now in transition, they'll get it back to Fitzpatrick on the run, and he'll bank in the lay-in. Nice pass across from Carey to Fitzpatrick. And he gets the first points of the game. 2-0 Rockets.
Both these teams have a lot of speed up and down the floor.
Westergaard left side over to Terry. And back around the horn. They kind of spread the floor here with Wheatley and Westergaard out top on either side of the floor. Wheatley took a three that rattled out. Rebound came down to the Bombers, but then they throw it away. Try to put it back outside. Terry wasn't ready for the pass, and it goes out. Rockets will have the basketball with a two-point early lead. 6:35 to go first quarter. They're wearing their white uniforms tonight with the black lettering and the black and orange trim. A three-pointer in the corner as he snuck it over on the right corner to Fitzpatrick, and he splashes home the tray, and it's 5-0. Bombers back the other way. They're wearing their black uniforms tonight with the gold lettering and the gold and gray trim down the side of the uniform. Working from left to right here in this first quarter as we sit on the scorer's table side of the gymnasium. Westergaard out top will cross over. Now finds a little seam. He goes to the hoop. Bank one too hard off the glass, and the rebound pulled down by Jurgensen. They'll run right side. Fitzpatrick inside to Jurgensen. Jumper no good. Tapped out, and Jurgensen controls. Off to Carey. He'll drive down the right side, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two as he tried to put in a whirling banker. And the foul going to be whistled against Charlie Terry. That'll be the first against Adair Casey, and two shots coming here for Jake Carey. First free throw, no good, a little strong. Rattles off the back of the rim. 5:49 to go opening quarter. 5-0 Peyton Sherdan leading Adair Casey here in the first game of the night. Second free throw also rattles out. Not a very forgiving rim on that end of the floor. Wheatley will have it now for the Bombers as they set up offense. A 3-2 shifting zone look here from Peyton Sherdan, and they've got the big man Jurgensen out on top of it right now. Skip across, Reha over to Westergaard for Adair Casey. He's picked up. He'll get a screen, kick it in the corner now. Reha for three. That's too strong. Rebound pulled down by Carey. He's going to run. Got a man on the other end of the floor. A little too late to him, though. Fitzpatrick kicks it back out. Carey now a transition three. That's good. Timeout, Bombers. 8-0. Peyton Sherdan leading. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. But just like we talked about before the game, two teams that can get up and down the floor and two teams that can go on runs, and the Rockets are running here early.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick's been running the floor, actually. He just takes off. As soon as the shot goes up on the defensive end, he sprints up the floor. He stood there underneath the basket wide open for quite some time before they were able to get the long pass up ahead to him. Otherwise, he'd have capitalized with an easy lay-in. They're going to have to watch that and get rebounds. That's the way you stop that, is get those offensive rebounds on your misses. Give yourself some second chances.
So out of the break, Adair Casey will have the basketball. Charlie Terry will inbound, and he'll send it in here to Emmett Wheatley. He'll spread the floor a little differently this time. Wheatley out at the point by himself. He'll skip it across over to Reha in the corner. A quick pass down low. Try to touch it in there to Terry, but it was a little too far out in front of him, and he couldn't catch up to it. Turnover back to the Rockets. Now they're going to run up the floor quickly, and Carey brings it in to set up the offense for Peyton Sherdan. Tower had it right side. Now they'll swing it. Back to Tower on the left side. He'll throw it around the floor. Over to Carey on the skip pass for three. In and out, no good. The one-hand putback by Jurgensen's no good. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Adair Casey basketball. Great look there for Jurgensen on the putback. Couldn't get it to go.
Yeah, good-sized kid. They don't list heights, but I'm guessing about 6'5", thereabouts. He's got a real solid football-type body on him, too. He's a tough guy inside.
Not going to push him out of the way. Now a skip pass is stolen. Peyton Sherdan steals it away on the cross-court pass. Tower stole it back the other way. Fitzpatrick in the corner. Back across to Tower. He'll load up for a three ball. That's good. Joe Tower, the freshman, the steal on one end, the three on the other. 11-0 Rockets. Driving in and losing the basketball is Wheatley, but a little touch foul going to be called here against Peyton Sherdan, as that one's going to go against Colton Fitzpatrick, his first. Inbound underneath the hoop. Reha will key it in. Into the corner, Westergaard. Right down to low to Sargent. He turns and spots one up short. Rebound pulled down by Dylan Burghardt for Peyton Sherdan. Back in the corner, Fitzpatrick, another three. No good. Burghardt, the rebound. Putback is good. Everything's working right now for Peyton Sherdan. Wheatley will have it left wing. He'll kick it in the corner to Westergaard for Adair Casey. Skip across Wheatley. Too tall. Throw it out of bounds. If it can go wrong for Adair Casey, it is right now. Peyton Sherdan playing well. Adair Casey having trouble getting something going, and they're making mistakes to boot. Pass left side for Fitzpatrick. He'll load it up top again to Carey. Swings it into the high post. Now right side. Tower back out. They'll swing it over to Fitzpatrick. He'll pump fake, go baseline. All the way in. Shot up on the way. No good. Rebound Jurgensen. Strong. Put back. No. Got it again. This putback's also no good. And then poked away by Sargent. And Wheatley comes up with it. He'll run and sprint to the other end for the layup, but he missed it. And the rebound comes out into the hands of Jurgensen. A little bit out of control that time for Wheatley. And now a timeout going to be called here by Peyton Sherdan. Be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. Coach Stimson not real pleased with the opportunity for Wheatley to go coast-to-coast there and get right inside for the try, but he was just so out of control once he got there that he couldn't put the ball in the hoop.
Well, and he knew exactly what he wanted to do. As soon as he got that turnover, he took off and went on a dead sprint up the floor with it. And he just got to try to get something going, and that's what's worked so well for him all year, is up the floor, beat the defense, get to the rim, but there was a lot of traffic already back there at the rim, and he had to kind of wiggle his way through, and it was not an easy layup try. And, you know, Derek Casey just got to get something to crack that scoreboard open early. This just starts to snowball after a while. Once you get something, you settle down a little bit, you feel a little more confident.
Inbound pass for Peyton Sherdan after the timeout. Tower left wing with it. Throws it to Jurgensen right at the elbow. Back up top. Carey will pull the trigger on a three again. That's strong. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by the Rockets as they save it into Terry, or to Tower, before it goes across half court. Now to Jurgensen. He'll spin in the lane, and traveling violation will be called against him. I think he took a little step with the off foot first before he spun. And gets called for the walk. 2:44 to go first quarter. 13-0 Peyton Sherdan. Wheatley bounce pass into the corner to Reha. Reha, a couple of dribbles, and now will throw it back up top to Terry. They'll swing it to Wheatley left wing. He'll pull the trigger on a three. That's no in and out, no good. Rebound, though, strong by Terry. His putback's no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line for a chance at two free throws. Foul is going to be whistled against the big man, Noah Jurgensen, his first.
Well, if you can't get the ball to fall in from the outside, go to the free throw line.
See if Charlie Terry can take advantage, and the first one's no good. Was a nice strong rebound, though, by him down low, and a good attempt at a putback. Second free throw for Terry. Rolls through. He gets that one to bank home. So Adair Casey's on the board, 13-1. Carey right side over to Tower. Back up top, Carey slides in, kick in the corner. Fitzpatrick for three. It's good. Second triple of the game for Colton Fitzpatrick, and another timeout for Adair Casey. 2:12 to go, first quarter. Bombers will take a full break. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Something for you in Atlantic has pillow pets, fabric, fleece, baby lock sewing machines, unique kitchen gadgets, Watkins products, and more. Stop in and check them out at 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Crop Production Services. They're ready to assist you with all of your crop input needs. Be prepared for the season, whether it's spring planting or fall harvest. For all of your seed, fertilizer, scouting, and crop protection needs, give Crop Production Services of Hancock a call today, 800-578-2902. Camblin Mechanical at 307 Chestnut Street in Atlantic is your full-service geothermal provider, dedicated to helping you save money on all of your heating and cooling needs. Call Camblin Mechanical at 243-1535.
Back in Guthrie Center, it's all Peyton Sherdan early in this one over Adair Casey, 16-1. Bombers basketball after another timeout taken by Coach Emgarden to try to get his team straightened away.
Took the Bombers 5 minutes and 34 seconds to get a free throw to fall and get on the board. And then the Rockets answer right back.
Wheatley tries a three. It's blocked on the outside. Rebound tipped in the air. Wheatley gets it back. Drives in. Kicks out in the corner for Westergaard for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Rockets. That was Jake Burns, a freshman who's checked in. Carry outside. We'll skip it across to Burns. Back up top. The hands of Fitzpatrick. Now Jake Carey again. He's senior out top. Burns left wing. Down low. They get it to Jacob Bunt, the senior who's checked in as well. Right corner. Burns back out to Fitzpatrick. He'll try a three. That's no good. Rebound Westergaard. Wheatley now up the floor for the Bombers. Skip across. Oh, Terry, nice pass. Terry gets the bucket on the other side.
Yeah, great pass. Looked like he was going to dump that ball. He elevated. Looked like he was going to throw it to the corner instead of diagonal pass to Terry, who snuck in on the backside. That's a terrific toss.
16-3. Rockets leading. A minute to go, first quarter. Fitzpatrick, and he'll do the same thing. He'll skip it down low to the freshman, Jake Burns, who gets the easy bucket.
That was identical.
Emmett Wheatley back the other way. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. 18-3, Peyton Cerdan leading. And now some contact and a body hitting the floor on the other end, and Colton Sargent is going to pick up the foul. The offensive foul, fighting for a position down low against Jacob Bunn.
Or did he? I don't think the official saw what happened. He just heard a body hit the floor and looked and then figured, you must have pushed him.
Somebody has to get called for it, right? Sometimes that happens, unfortunately. In the corner, Jurgensen has it. He'll give it back up top to Carey. Back in the corner, Fitzpatrick. He's not afraid to shoot a three. And he knocks that one down. That's three triples for Colton Fitzpatrick, and they lead 21-3 with 17 seconds to go, first quarter. Bombers basketball, Terry in the corner to Reha. He'll load up a triple, and he knocks that down. So an answer that time from Reha makes it 21-6. Up the floor, Carey in the corner. Fitzpatrick, same spot. Shot again, no good, strong. Rebound Terry, and that'll do it here at the end of the first quarter. Peyton Cerdan, 21, Adair Casey, 6, here at Guthrie Center High School in this Class 1A District 13 semifinal. We'll take a break listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Doctors Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of Cass County Memorial Hospital's Medical Clinic in Atlantic. To make an appointment, give them a call today at 243-1833. Tires and Service in Adair, your source for Firestone Farm tires. No matter what your farm equipment, Firestone has the tires for you. Plus, Tires and Service in Adair offers on-the-farm tire repair. Give Tires and Service a call at 641-742-5517. BHS Services LLC. Call them for all your digging needs for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, and geothermal loops and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Guthrie Center High School. 21-6 our score after one quarter. As we start the second quarter, Adair Casey with the ball trailing Peyton Cerdan. Bounce pass inside, Wheatley goes to Terry. He works his way through the lane for a layup try, but we've got a foul inside, going to be whistled on Dylan Burgard. That'll be his first, and that'll send Charlie Terry to the free throw line for Adair Casey. Well, where do you go from here? I mean, you start the ball game, you don't score for the first 5:34 of the game. You find yourself down 21-3, now 21-6. Make it 7 now as the free throw is good. You can't score them all at once. You just try to keep working the lead back down as time goes on.
Yeah, just chip away and probably sticking to more little that inside game. I haven't done a lot of that, trying to work it inside. Need to do more of that and get into the line.
Terry makes both free throws, so it's 21-8. Rockets have the basketball. Jake Carey to the front court. Fitzpatrick here near side almost lost it out of bounds. Now a bounce feed it down on the low left block. Jurgensen turns underneath. Boy, he went a long way without dribbling the basketball as he banks one home down on the block. That's his first bucket of the ballgame. 23-8. Wheatley now to the front court for Adair Casey. He'll stop here on the right side. Westergaard. Now Sargent at the high post. The jumper up, no good. Front of the rim. Reha, the rebound. The putback won't go. It scoots out. Taken away by Burgard. Here come the Rockets back up the floor. Carey, left side Fitzpatrick.
Colton Fitzpatrick out on the circle, into the lane, down low, Towers, the falling shot is good. He got bumped and squeezed in traffic, was able to hit the shot as he was tumbling to the floor off the window, and it's 25-8. Wheatley again front court as the Rockets settle into that 3-2 zone. Out top, Westergaard, right side Wheatley. Westergaard left wing, now off to Terry, back across Wheatley. He's open, long three try, on the way and good. Emmett Wheatley buries the triple, 25-11. And we're going to have another timeout asked for here by Adair Casey.
Oh, we got a blood timeout. The Reha's bleeding from the nose.
So we're going to have a substitution. Wyatt Weiss, a junior, will check into the ballgame now for Adair Casey as Reha will have to go to the bench.
And nothing to know like you're playing hard and a bloody nose.
We got blood on the floor, too, so they're going to have to stop and clean that up. So we're going to have a little timeout here. So they're going to have to go get the blood kit, get it all sprayed down, figure out where the blood is. I tell you what, while they do that, let's take a quick break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. First National Bank with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Oneida. Visit with them for consumer and agricultural loans, checking, and interest-bearing accounts. First National Bank for people who expect just a little more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Scott Jensen, Southwest Iowa's newest State Farm agent. I'd like to introduce myself and all of the services that I can provide, protecting you and your family from auto to home, life to health, as well as taking care of all of your financial service and banking needs. So stop by my office at 204 West 7th Street in Atlantic.
Ultimate Lawn and Power in Atlantic, offering a great selection of lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment. They also offer rental equipment, including backhoes, skid loaders, excavators, and more. Visit Ultimate Lawn and Power at 1309 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Guthrie Center tonight. 25-11 is our score right now in favor of Peyton Sherdan, with 6:34 remaining in this first half of play, as we've got a bit of a stoppage in play here as the crew comes out to clean up some blood spots on the floor. Cole Reha of Adair Casey apparently took a shot in the nose or in the mouth, one or the other.
And yeah.
Some blood on the floor, so they have to clean that up. They seem to be in no big hurry to do it.
I was going to say, this is not a quick process. Going to have a little chat instead of cleaning it up. Schools need to be a little bit more on top of the ball with this kind of stuff. It seems like we run into this a lot. We're in the scrambling to find it, where the stuff is at, so we get it cleaned up. And
a couple of other ball games going on tonight as well. Earlham and Bedford are tied at 17 each after one quarter in action tonight. Also, Clarinda Academy has a lead over Sydney in the second quarter, 18-9. Some other games going on around the area tonight, as we have plenty of 1A, 2A basketball going on this evening around the state of Iowa. A few games here in our area as we get the blood. Is it all cleaned up? Are we done?
Yep, I think we're done.
The biggest cheer of the night for the guy with the blood kit. And we're going to get back to action now, so we'll just get you some of the rest of those games a little bit later on here. But Jake Carey takes the inbound for Peyton Sherdan. They lead by 14 and have the ball. Out top with it, Joe Tower. Left side, Fitzpatrick. Down low, Jurgensen turns in the lane. Step across, the short shot. No good. Too strong. Side of the rim. Rebound taken by the Bombers. Up the floor is Wheatley now. Emmett Wheatley to the front court. They'll work it right side. Out on the circle is Westergaard. Westergaard looking inside. Weiss trying to post. Ball knocked away from Westergaard off the dribble and stolen away by the Bomber, or by the Rockets. Up the floor, Jurgensen. He'll drive for the dunk, and he's fouled as he goes to the basket. He went up for the slam dunk, and Charlie Terry was not going to allow that. Free throws here for Jurgensen. Terry picks up the foul. That'll be his second.
big guy was eyeing that basket.
Yeah.
He'll get two free throws, and the first one is good.
Yeah, he got up there, got a piece of the rim as he lost the ball after the foul. But, yeah, good job by Terry to not allow that kind of momentum changer.
Second free throw by Jurgensen on the way. That's good as well. Just as good as a dunk. You get two points just the same. And it's 27-11, Rockets. High post now, Sargent with it out top. He'll bring it across left side, dump it for Wheatley. Wheatley well off the circle. Out top it comes now here near side to Weiss. Right side, Westergaard, his three try, skids the rim, no good. Terry, the rebound, lost it, and it's taken away by the Rockets. He had it, lost it on the baseline, carrying out of the front court. Down the line, oh, he scooted right through traffic and lays it in. Jake Terry dribbled into the middle of the lane, looked like he was boxed, and then he scooted right through for the right-hand reverse layup, and it's 29-11. That matches the biggest lead of the game at 20 or at 18 points, and now a steal. Terry's pass out front, stolen by Jurgensen, and now right behind Joe Tower, dribbling up the floor, forgot who was behind him. Emmett Wheatley's quicker. He stole it away. Terry left side. Oh, he threw that ball way out of bounds. Not sure who he was intending that for, if it was Sargent. Sargent would have to be about 18 feet tall to catch that pass down low. That ball sailed out of bounds.
He threw it to the right Tiger on the back end there.
Chase Jurgensen checking into the ball game now, a sophomore. 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Rockets in command right now, 29-11. High post, Jurgensen, left corner, Jurgensen. He'll try a three, and that's good. Chase Jurgensen off the bench, dumps in a three. That's the biggest lead of the game now, 32-11. 21-point advantage for Peyton Sherdan. What an impressive start here for the Rockets. And we still have over half of the second quarter to go. Pass out top is tipped by Jurgensen, but Wheatley up with it now for the Bombers. Wheatley up with the dribble to the corner now to Weiss. Weiss looking for help. Picks up his dribble. Fires it to the high post. Sargent going to jump it from there. No good. Rebound taken away by Carey. Jake Carey up the floor. The crossover into the top of the circle. Left side it comes now to Chase Jurgensen. His pass tipped and stolen. Wheatley the steal. He'll run the floor and lay it in. Emmett Wheatley with a steal and a finish on the other side. It's 32-13.
We found out how quick Emmett Wheatley was on that play. It was a very quick steal up the floor.
Both of these teams are quick. You need to make your passes deliberate. Lazy passes get picked off here in this one. Now Carey drives. No foul call as he ran right through Colton Sargent. Now he gets his own rebound in the lane. Tries to flip one up in traffic. No good. It's tapped out. Jurgensen has it. He took about 8 steps curling to the basket and gets the lay-in. Wow, Jurgensen took a lot of steps spinning down through the lane.
Well, Carey traveled before that, backing up, throwing it over his head.
34-13 the score. Left side now, Weiss with it outside of the circle. We got a foul away from the basketball. That's going to be on Colton Sargent inside, and that's going to be number 2 on him.
Yeah, he's been nothing but frustrated here so far. He hasn't been able to get anything going. On the offensive end, when he has gotten looks, he's just so quick to throw it right up there. It's just not good shots.
Well, and a young guy, just a sophomore, so he's going to be a little impatient, doesn't have quite the experience. Charlie Terry back into the ballgame. Cole Reha has checked back in for Adair Casey. Chase Jurgensen outside. Now the ball stolen away. Wheatley might have gotten away with a foul there on the hand. He'll take it and run it up the floor as he took it away from Colton Fitzpatrick, and Wheatley with the lay-in makes it 34-15. 3:10 to go first half. Rockets right side, Jurgensen back out top. They work it to Jurgensen in the middle. He'll step across, and we're going to have what? We got a whistle, but no call yet. It's going to be out of bounds to the Rockets. It's going to be a foul on the Bombers. And they're going to whistle that on Cole Reha. But Noah Jurgensen's a good player, but he travels a lot, and it has not been called at all here tonight. Rockets have the basketball. Fitzpatrick will inbound down to the baseline. He lob it for Jurgensen in the lane. He goes right straight up. Oh, he missed the shot. Rebound tapped around. Finally picked up. Well, still on the floor. Who's got it? It's going to be a tie-up basketball. Reha was on the floor. He ties it up with Jurgensen, and it'll stay with the Rockets. Boy, I think about 8 of the 10 players on the floor had their hands on that ball at one time or another. You could put a handle on that thing so it's easier to grab. It's Patrick to inbound underneath, into the corner. A three-point try from the right side is good by Jake Burns. Everybody getting into the three-point show here tonight for the Rockets.
Join the party.
37-15. That's the biggest lead now. 22 points here in the contest for Peyton Sherdan. 2:35 left in the first half. Wheatley out top, gets a screen, goes right. Stops to the corner now, leaves it for Westergaard. Westergaard double team. They try to take it away from him. Bounce pass into the lane. Reha, short shot up and good. Reha took advantage of the overly aggressive defensive effort that time by Peyton Sherdan. It's 37-17. Rockets front court now. So they work the ball here to the near corner. That's Burns with it left side. He'll leave it out top for Tower. Back it comes. Now they lob it low. Jurgensen post. Oh, he walked again. He moved both feet trying to turn and go the other way. And they don't call it. They let him have it. Wow. It's 39-17. Boy, he jumped and spun all the way around with moving both feet from the pivot. Now across it goes to Wheatley. Down low. Nice cross lateral pass down low. And that's Reha laying one home. 39-19. Minute 40 left to go in the first half. Rockets to the front court. Outside Fitzpatrick. Goes to the right side. Now to Towers. Back it comes. From the left wing for three. It's good again. Colton Fitzpatrick with his fourth. Fill him up from the outside. 42-19. Biggest lead of the game. We keep saying that. It keeps expanding. Wheatley front court. Terry right side wing. Back to Westergaard. He'll load up a three ball for Adair. Casey, it rims out. No good. Off the glass. It kissed glass. Spun around a couple of times and popped out. The Rockets get the rebound. 105 left to go as they get it to the front court. Out top, Rockets have the basketball. Here left side it comes to Burgard. Into the corner now to Burns. Burgard looking for help. They get it down low. To the right side, Tower. Back into the corner, Burns. Oh, his pass is stolen. Wheatley took it away. Wheatley going to turn and run the floor. Crossover, the layup, good. Wheatley running the floor, gets the bucket. 42-21 the score. And we got a timeout asked for here, a 30-second timeout by Peyton Sherdan. Well, the Bombers trying to use a little defense to see if they can get back in this basketball game, but they've got a hill to climb.
Well, and that's their chance. Yeah, you're seeing what their chance is right now with Emmett Wheatley. If he can get in passing lanes, steal the ball, get some easy buckets in transition, that certainly helps, but they got to continue to make stops on the defensive end. It just seems like every time Derek Casey makes a play or two, Peyton Sherdan's right back the other end, knocking out a three. So they're trading three for two a lot of times, and it's just not working for them to play catch-up. They're going to have to get some multiple stops in a row to try to make a run here.
Eight threes here in the first half for Peyton Sherdan. Two for Adair Casey. 42-21 the score. Peyton Sherdan with the lead. Under 40 seconds left to go first half. Carey picks up the dribble, leaves it here near side. Now to the corner, Burgard, left side. Burgard will work off the dribble, dump it back to the corner. Fitzpatrick, laterally across it goes to the right side, and a running one-hander good by Jake Burns as he dribbled the free throw lane and got the little short push, and it's 44-21. 16 seconds left to go first half. Bomber basketball. Right side, Westergaard. Westergaard out on the circle now. Fires it all the way across to Reha. Corner, Wheatley. He'll elevate for the three ball. That's no good. Rebound inside, taken by Carey. He'll run the floor. 1 second left. Stops and fires just off the mark. I'm not sure it should have counted, but I'm afraid the officials may have counted it had it gone in, but it dances off the rim, and that is the end of the first half. 44-21, Peyton Sherdan leading Adair Casey at halftime. Oof, it's a lot of up and down here in this first half. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Templeman's. They buy, sell, and trade antiques. Also new and used furniture, office equipment, and books, along with other miscellaneous items. Stop by Templeman's, 516 Walnut in downtown Atlantic today. For all your insurance needs, visit with the Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Agents of Council Bluffs today. Give Western Iowa Mutual Insurance a chance to quote your insurance today. Elkhorn Pharmacy, proud to be a provider of the Freedom Prescription Plan. See them for health touch information and the best personalized books. That's Elkhorn Pharmacy in Elkhorn.
We're back here at halftime. Jim Field along with Chris Parks at Guthrie Center High School as we continue our coverage tonight of a Class 1A boys doubleheader. This is a doubleheader night. We've got another boys district game coming up for you a little bit later on as Nottoway Valley will face off against Griswold in the second game of our doubleheader. This game got off and running in a hurry.
Yeah,
Peyton Sherdan got out to a 13-0 lead. Adair Casey didn't score until Charlie Terry knocked down a free throw with 5:34 gone in the first quarter to make it 13-1. This lead has been up to as many as 23 points, which is where it is right now at 44-21. And that is our halftime score. Peyton Sherdan really putting on a pretty good offensive display both inside and outside.
Well, yeah, they're making shots, you know, making a lot of threes here in the first half. It just seems like they're very comfortable with the way this game is going. And sometimes you can tell that the pace of the game, it's not that Adair Casey can't keep up because they're an athletic team. They can get up and down the floor. But you can tell they're not used to playing this frantic all the time because Peyton Sherdan is going 100 miles an hour all the time, and they're comfortable. You know, they're driving hard, stopping, and then making a floater. Whereas on the other end, it looks like Adair Casey, well, they're just quick to get the shot up because I got a free moment here for a second. So it just doesn't feel like it's their way to play, and they're taking shots uncomfortably, and it's showing. They're not making them, so it's a tough way to play, and it's making it very tough on them to try to get back into this game. They're going to have to drastically improve their tempo or at least force a different style of tempo here in the second half if they want to claw back into this one. But yeah, they're going to have to get multiple stops on one end and start to figure out the offense because it just hasn't been good here so far tonight.
Yeah, this Peyton Sherdan team has looked very impressive so far here tonight. And these are just two of a bunch of games around the area tonight. Class 1A District semifinal. Sydney's playing Clarinda Academy down at Fremont Mills tonight. Fremont Mills will play Stanton in the second game this evening. Arweva is playing Tri-Center up at Maple Valley tonight. And after that, it's Maple Valley playing St. Albert. And also at Mount Air, Earlham is playing Bedford this evening. And Murray will play Diagonal later on. And also games just getting started tonight in 2A District finals. Trainers playing Shenandoah down at the Fieldhouse at Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Bluffs. Panorama is facing I-35. That game is at Dallas Center Grimes High School. And at Denison tonight, IKM Manning is playing East Sac County in Class 2A action this evening. So plenty more basketball going on our region here tonight.
Yeah, there's a couple of quick score updates here for you. Halftime score, Tri-Center leading Arweva 19-16 tonight. And that was a three-point quarter there for the Rockets in that game as they're trailing there by three in that first quarter of that game. Also, Sydney and Clarinda Academy are tied early on in that game, as well as Sydney. They were 13-4 run to end the half, ties it at 24. So at halftime, they're tied at 24 in that game here this evening. A couple of score updates for you.
Okay, so there you have it. There's some scores for you from some other games around the area. We'll keep tabs on those as the night continues to move along. We're in Guthrie Center here tonight. We appreciate the folks here at Guthrie Center being such kind hosts to us. I enjoy coming up here to Guthrie Center. It's kind of a fun gymnasium. You know, it's a cozy gymnasium. They've got the bleachers on the two sides, but they also have the bleachers behind the basket on the one end, which is something you don't see a lot in small school gymnasiums. I love that. It gives you more of an arena-type feel to it, but you know, it's a fun place. I think the players enjoy it. It just seems like a good shooter's gymnasium for whatever reason. But it's a good place to come and watch a ball game, and we appreciate the folks here at Guthrie Center being such good hosts for us here tonight. 44-21 is our score here at halftime. Peyton Sherdan, as they come back from the locker room out onto the floor to get loose for the second half, they'll be greeted nicely by their fans, as well they should. They had a terrific first half of basketball. Rockets lead the Bombers 44-21. Here at the break. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Brocker Carnes and Carnes, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs, serving you with all of your insurance needs. Give Brocker Carnes and Carnes of Anita, Atlantic, or Council Bluffs a call today. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic and Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and on the square in Harlan. Brown's Shoe Fit in Atlantic, offering an excellent selection of shoes in every size to help comfort your feet along with friendly service. Whether you need sandals, work, walking, or athletic shoes, head to Brown Shoe Fit, 502 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic.
Jim Field and Chris Parks back with you here in Guthrie Center this evening. Hey, congratulations to the Exira EHK girls basketball team as they qualified for the girls Class 1A state basketball tournament. Was there ever a doubt? They're second ranked. You figure they're going to be there, right? You got to play the games, though. They're never easy. They took care of George Little Rock last night, 58-45. To qualify again this year for the state basketball tournament. They'll play a first-round game Monday afternoon, March 2nd, at Wells Fargo Arena in the 1A girls tournament. That game will get underway at 1:30 in the afternoon as they'll face off against the 14th-ranked Bedford Bulldogs, who got in with a win last night, second straight trip for Bedford. We'll have that game for you on the air, as we'll have it for you on Monday, so listen for the particulars on that. Also, Fremont Mills getting in for the first time in 50 years. Wow.
Yeah, that's impressive. 1965 team last time they were able to make it. And a lot of girls that have, sounds like, worked pretty hard down there to build up that program a little bit. They've seen some success in football here recently, maybe kind of carried over a little bit for a girls' basketball team. They had a tough run at the end of their last season with a lot of sickness and injuries at the end of the year that prevented them from getting to state. Now they get the chance, and they won a close game against Derek Casey. Derek Casey, valiant effort coming back in that one, but Fremont Mills able to pull off a victory there.
Yeah, Panorama in Class 2A, and Logan Magnolia getting beaten last night in the regional finals. But again, congratulations to IKM Mannings. They're going to the 2A State Girls Basketball Tournament as well. That's girls' hoops. Let's talk boys' hoops. Here's your numbers from the first half in this one. Peyton Sherdan spread it out. Had seven players score points. Colton Fitzpatrick led the way in this ball game in the first half. He had 14 points tonight in the first half. 8 points for Noah Jurgensen all in the second quarter. Also 7 for Jake Burns off the bench. 5 points each for Jake Carey and Joe Towers. And also 3 points tonight for Chase Jurgensen. Dylan Burghardt has 2 this evening for Peyton Sherdan. On the other side for Adair Casey, 9 points for Emmett Wheatley in the first half. Cole Reha has 7 and 5 from Charlie Terry. And that's the sum total. That's the sum total of their scoring here in the first half of the basketball game. 2 of 3 from three of four from the free throw line for Adair Casey in the first half. 2 of 4 for Peyton Sherdan in the first half. The only two players with more than a foul, Colton Sargent, Charlie Terry of Adair Casey, each picked up 2 in the first half. Otherwise, nobody else with more than 1 here in the first half of the basketball game. 44-21 is our halftime score. Peyton Sherdan in the white uniforms leading the team in the black uniforms, Adair Casey, here at halftime. And Chris Parks has the third quarter call for you.
Both teams just finishing up getting a talk here from their coaching staffs before they get started with the second half of basketball. 44-21, Rockets with the advantage, and Adair Casey will have to climb out of a hole to see if they can make some changes in the second half to slow this Rockets team down. You got to imagine their shooting percentage is going to come down a little bit at some point. They've been red hot all over the place so far this evening, including 9 triples there in that first half. That's a tough task to be up against here for Adair Casey, but Bombers will see what they can do to turn the tide here coming up in the second half. Actually, excuse me, I misspoke there. 1, 2. 8 three-pointers in the first half for Peyton Sherdan. Now, quickly off the inbound, we get started, and Peyton Sherdan will get fouled. Or, excuse me, the Bombers will get fouled here by the Rockets, and they're going to whistle that one against Joe Towers. That'll be his first. Tip and a steal now, though, on the inbound, and take it away and run down the other side by Fitzpatrick for a lay-in. And they extend the lead here early to 46-21. So the first bucket of the half going to Peyton Sherdan. Bombers now with the ball, working from right to left here in the third quarter. They'll kick it in the corner. Colton Sargent, a long ball. It's not really his game. He misses that one strong. And the rebound pulled down by the Rockets. Jake Carey out top with it. We'll go right side into the hands of Joe Towers. Bounce pass, nice pick and roll that time. Got it to Noah Jurgensen. It looked like he took an extra step again to get to the hoop, but he goes up and lays it home. Almost a dunk there.
as he pops it over the rim, and it's 48-21. Bombers basketball. Well, we had a screen out front for Emmett Wheatley, but they cut him off on the right side. He tried to pass it across. It's tipped up, stolen by Jurgensen. Up ahead, the running layup is no good. Terry got back to contest the lay-in by Fitzpatrick, and he missed it just off the front of the rim. So Bombers get the board now, and they'll come back the other way. Screen here again for Wheatley. Picks up his dribble. Skips it a high, lobbing pass over to Reha. He tried to get it in low. It's kicked by Fitzpatrick. It'll be Bomber basketball out of bounds. The starting five in there here for the Bombers. Wheatley going to pull the trigger on a quick inbound three from the top. No good. Rebound, Jake Carey. They've also got their starters out there. And Carey, Fitzpatrick, Towers, Burgart, and Jurgensen. Right side dribble. Carey will force it down to Jurgensen, who's just bowling his way down to the block. Turns and banks one home. And we're going to have a timeout quickly by Coach Imgarden here for Adair Casey. It'll be a full timeout. 6:06 to go, third quarter. 50-21. Rockets lead. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Crystal clear water. There's nothing quite like pure, refreshing water. And when you want the best, your water is crystal clear. Available in handy 20-ounce to 5-gallon bottles. Stop by Hy-Vee or call Jim and Cherry Kahn at 712-769-2581. Delivery and cooler rentals available. Crystal clear water. Drink to your health. Spark and Brake Shop in Harlan. Specializing in brake work, wheel alignment, and tune-ups. Stop by the Spark and Brake Shop, located at 7th and Cyclone in Harlan, or give them a call today. Aiken Building Center offers a complete line of supplies for new construction and remodeling, power tools, and lawn and garden rental. Call 243-4385. That's Aiken Building Center, located at 110 East 3rd Street in Atlantic.
Back out of the timeout, Emmett Wheatley, the basketball for Adair Casey. Left side to Westergaard. Westergaard out there. Cross to Wheatley, tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Colton Fitzpatrick. And Bombers might need to reconsider all those cross-court passes. It just hasn't been working.
No.
And Peyton Sherdan is very quick. They've been getting all those balls that are lobbed up there. And, of course, they're using Jurgensen out front, so he gets up there and knocks them away. Got it in the corner to Reha. He tried a three that hit off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Rockets. They'll run. Here's Carey. Picks up his dribble back up top. Now he'll get it back on the right wing. Crossing over. Stops. Bounce. Roll there to Jurgensen. His shot blocked by Sargent. Rebound Burgart. Put back. No good. Rebound Jurgensen. His try is good this time. So they didn't knock down the original shot. A nice defensive effort by Sargent to block it, but they get two more cracks at the hoop and knock one home. Wheatley now lost the handle, dribbling through traffic. Stolen away by Burgard. Up ahead, a stop and a kick to Carey. He'll float one up in the lane, bounces off the back of the rim and in. 54-21 Rockets. Right side dribble, kick in the corner to Reha. Reha over to Wheatley. Pump fakes in the corner, Westergaard. His three is on the way. Off the iron, no good. Long rebound, tapped out. Controlled here by Jurgensen. He'll throw it to Carey, who comes across the floor. Bounces it down low. Tough pass for Burgard. He spins and catches it, though. Kicks it in the corner for Fitzpatrick for a three. No good. Terry the board. Wheatley now will run. He'll slow it down now at the top. Drives over to the right side of the floor. Up top down here to Terry. Rifles a pass down low to Reha. Scoops it over to Sargent, and he gets the lay-in inside. Probably got away with a walk there by Reha as he tried to gather the basketball on the baseline. But
got to put wood blocks in the toes of your shoes if you're going to pirouette like that.
They've been getting away with those tonight, so I think that's going to continue. A shot now here by Fitzpatrick as he tried to floater in the lane, missed it. Rebound pulled down by Adair Casey. Here's Wheatley back up top here to Westergaard. On the elbow to Sargent, and his shot is no good, but a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be whistled against Fitzpatrick. That'll be his second. Second team foul of the half against Peyton Sherdan. And Colton Sargent at the line.
In what world did Colton Fitzpatrick think he could block that shot of Colton Sargent? He's probably about 9-10 inches shorter.
Yeah. First free throw by Sargent was good. He'll have one more coming, and that's up off the rim, no good. Rebound long in the corner, and it was fought for but taken away by Peyton Sherdan. Carey with it, out top, working against Wheatley. He dribbles over to the right side of Survey. Now inside, Jurgensen leans in and turns and banks it off the glass and in. 56-24. Wheatley picks up his dribble and throws it to Reha in the left corner. He gets himself some space. Now kicks across over to Wheatley. Long three on the way by Emmett Wheatley. In and out, no good. Rebound Carey, and he'll pull it away for Peyton Sherdan. Rockets with possession, up 56-24 with 3:13 to go third quarter. Carey out top. We'll kick it up top to Fitzpatrick, who right at the top of the key, and he buries the three. That would be his fifth three of the game. 59 to 24, so now a 35-point advantage, and that will change the clock scenario to that running clock. Gets up against above 25, and then you get the running clock that will only stop for timeouts and free throws and injuries. Inbound here for Adair Casey. They'll kick it in the corner, and Westergaard quick to hit a three. So Westergaard, a nice pop there. The sophomore gets his first bucket. It's 59-27. Also, along with that rule, you have to get it back down under 25 before the clock would go back to normal timing. Kick across, and Burns will try a three for Peyton Sherdan on the other end. Missed it. Rebound loose, bobbled, and knocked out of bounds off of Burgard. Bombers will have it. Substitution now. Jacob Bunt back in for the Rockets. Also in the game right now here for Adair Casey is Wyatt Vice. He checked in a moment ago. Wheatley out front will kick it left side to Westergaard. Westergaard bounces over to Vice. Now in the corner, Wheatley crossing over back to Vice. His three on the way, no good. Rebound high and taken by the Rockets. They had three white jerseys there to board it. Here's Carey dribbling against Wheatley. Oh, a big pick by Bunt at the half court line. Wheatley went down. He's still down. The Rockets end up knocking down the shot on the other end, but Wheatley is shooken up by that screen there at midcourt by Bunt.
Carey got the basket back on the other side, by the way, in the lane there for Peyton Sherdan.
Wheatley's going to come to the bench here and try to shake that off. Inbound, and Westergaard will run it up this time for the Bombers. 61-27, Rockets leading. Left side, bounce. Reha picks up his dribble, needs some help. Over to Vice. Vice off to Terry at the free throw line. In the corner, Westergaard. Pump fakes. Now in the middle of Sargent, right back out. They'll work it around. Reha, the three left wing, no good. Rebound, Peyton Sherdan. Carey came down with it, and then they say he traveled. And he actually kept the dribble, so the one time that maybe they couldn't have called somebody for a block, they do. That's the way it's gone here in this one, but the Bombers will get it back underneath. Reha will kick it in the corner. Now up top, Westergaard rifles it into Terry. He goes strong to the hoop. Shot blocked out of his hands, and a lot of contact, no call. Ball's tipped away. Reha comes up with it, tries the baseball pass up the floor, knocked away by Fitzpatrick, stolen by the Rockets, and now Carey gets fouled as he goes in for a layup on the other end. Foul going to be whistled against Wyatt Vice, his first. First foul here of the second half against the Bombers, and Carey will be at the free throw line for a pair. Free throw up off the back iron, no good. Up off the bench now, Dylan Burgart back in for Peyton Sherdan. Also coming into the game is Chase Jurgensen. Second free throw by Carey is up and good. So able to knock down one that trip. 29 seconds to go, third quarter. Right side bounce to Reha for Adair Casey. He'll dribble and dump it over across to Vice. Now Westergaard left side, looks inside and kicks it back up. Now back to Westergaard. Tries to fire it inside, it's tipped away. Carey got a hand on it, looking for Charlie Terry down low. It'll be Bomber basketball underneath the hoop. And had a little buzz there from the inadvertent buzz there from the bench. And there should have been, I'm not sure what the situation was. Now the official's going to talk about it without talking to the scorer's table, who, well, they were wanting a substitution.
They were looking to substitute in, but you know, time was running out here in the quarter. It's a running clock, so. Yeah.
So they should have allowed the substitution. They are going to do that. They're going to put a few seconds. 4.3 going to go back up on the clock. So 4 seconds for the Bombers to try to do something on this inbound here at the end of the third quarter. Vice, nice bounce pass in the middle of the Terry. They lost track of him, and he gets an easy lay-in here. And that will do it for the end of the third quarter. Peyton Cerdan, 62, Adair Casey, 29 at the end of three. Back with fourth quarter action, you're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Pines Steakhouse and Oikers Lounge and Grill in Atlantic, serving great burgers, steaks, seafood, chicken, and drinks. Try their famous Oiker Burger. The Pines Steakhouse and Oikers Lounge and Grill in Atlantic, 243-4974. If you need quality repairs on your farm equipment, call the Tune-Up Inn in Wyota. Maynard and the gang will get to the bottom of your troubles and get you back in the field. Expect quality service from the Tune-Up Inn in Wyota. And Dow Drug, your Health Mart pharmacy in Guthrie Center. When it comes to all of your prescription needs, visit Dow Drug. They also offer home health care supplies along with a complete gift line. Visit Dow Drug at 302 State Street in Guthrie Center or give them a call at 800-551-3693.
Well, off we go to the fourth quarter. Peyton Cerdan with a big lead in the basketball. They go inside. A quick jump hook with the left hand is no good by Jacob Bunt. Rebound to Adair Casey. 62-29. Peyton Cerdan with the lead over the Bombers in this boys' Class 1A district semifinal. The winner will move on. Play on Thursday night. Three-point try from the corner by Sargent is way off the mark. And the rebound taken out of the air by Towers. And he was fouled. Wyatt Weiss will pick up the foul. That'll be his second. Not a lot of fouls called in this game, considering as physical as it's been.
Yeah.
Not a lot of traveling's called either.
No.
Up the floor, the Rockets have the basketball as they get it across the timeline. Towers here right side, dumps it out on the perimeter. That's Chase Jurgensen. He'll fire it across out top. Jake Burns, left side to Jurgensen. Bounce feed in the lane. It was a bad pass. Charlie Terry, the rebound, took it away with a steal. Up the floor he goes. The layup good and a foul. Jake Burns the foul. Give Charlie Terry the basket as he gets the lay-in. 7:01 to go here in the fourth quarter. 62-31 the score. Bombers will get a free throw here by Charlie Terry. The clock does stop. The running clock stops on a free throw. Noah Jurgensen, Colton Fitzpatrick, and Jake Carey are all back in now for Peyton Cerdan. And good to see Emmett Wheatley back on the floor here for the Bombers after he got a little shaken up the floor. Banging into that strong screen at midcourt. Terry knocks down the free throw. And it's a 62-32 ball game. Rockets with the lead in the basketball as they bring it to the front. Carry out top with it. He'll work it left side, Fitzpatrick, and hand it off now to Burgard. Burgard around the corner, down in the lane. The bounce pass stolen. Charlie Terry was there to take it away. Ahead now to Emmett Wheatley. Wheatley up the left side, hesitates, into the lane, steps across. The backward bounce pass, no look, gets it to Reha. Now back to Wheatley, and he'll launch a three ball. That's good. Emmett Wheatley with the long. Right side Towers now drives baseline. The shovel around to Jurgensen, and his attempt down low. He's fouled. He'll get free throws. Reha picks up the foul, his second for Adair Casey. .6:16 left fourth quarter. Jurgensen at the line for two. First one is good. One more free throw try here for Jurgensen. and he got them both. Burghardt will check out of the ball game now for Peyton Sherdan as Chase Jurgensen is back in. And we've got another timeout, this one from Adair Casey. 6:16 left. All Peyton Sherdan tonight, 64-35. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Chris Friend Sales LLC is the locally owned Lester Builders retailer, offering high-quality Lester brand name buildings. They stand behind their work and make sure the owner is happy and satisfied. Give Chris Friend a call at 712-254-0799. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734. Or set your appointment on their website at www.culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. Danish Mutual Insurance Association reminds you to be sure your insurance coverage is adequate. Call Danish Mutual Insurance in Elkhorn today.
Adair Casey with the basketballs. We come back out of the timeout, trailing by a bunch, 64-35. 6:10 left to play in the fourth quarter. Emmett Wheatley out top with the dribble, goes right side. The bounce pass into the lane. Terry turns to the rack and lays it in. A little push off the glass by Charlie Terry. Terry now with a dozen points in the ball game. 64-37. Fitzpatrick out top for Peyton Sherdan. Leaves it to the right side now. It's Jurgensen. Hands it off to Carey in the lane in traffic. He elevates and floats one in. 66-37. Rockets on top. Wheatley back the other way. Rockets have been sitting in that extended 3-2 zone most of the night. Bounce pass down low is stolen. Tapped away and stolen. Picked up by Carey. As he'll bring it back up off the baseline. Carey to the front court. Left side. Now it's Fitzpatrick. Down low. Jurgensen turns. Forces one up and in off the glass. 68-37. Peyton Sherdan. Wheatley back front court. Into the corner left side, Reha. Reha off the dribble, out top, goes right side. Now they leave it on the perimeter. Wheatley back up top. He'll try a long three. That dances in and out. Rebound taken by Chase Jurgensen inside. Rockets now to the front court. Left side, Colton Fitzpatrick. The head fake, the drive. He gets a screen, gives it off on the screen and roll. As he got it underneath to Jurgensen, he went to the rack, tried the dunk and missed it. But we do have a whistle and a foul. And the foul going to be called on the floor against Cole Reha. That'll be his third. Ball out of bounds to the Rockets on the baseline. Underneath, oh, Jurgensen got free right side. The head fake and the shot up and good off the glass.
Not easy to lose track of a guy that big if they did that last time.
Well, they just did. 70-37 the score. Down low, now it's Terry with a shot inside on the baseline, and that's good. Charlie Terry with the bucket. 70-39. Rockets basketball now up front court. A curl, towers, elevates, just inside the circle. His jumper no good. Rebound, though, the putback is good. That's Chase Jurgensen with the bucket. 72-39 the score. The scoreboard has the score wrong as Wheatley gets in the lane to Sargent on the bounce pass. It's knocked away and stolen. Fitzpatrick up with it. And up the floor comes Carey. 72-39 the score. Left side, Fitzpatrick into the lane. Bounce feed to the baseline and the shot blocked inside. Terry wasn't going to have any of that as Jurgensen came down the left side. Got his shot blocked. Jurgensen will go to the line. Charlie Terry will pick up his third foul. They've corrected the scoreboard now to reflect the 72-39 score. Jurgensen at the line. The first one is good. Fresh faces in now for Peyton Sherdan. Joseph Tatey is into the ballgame for the first time. Second free throw by Jurgensen is good. He hits both. He'll check out. Jacob Bunt is back in. 3:50 left to go in the game. 74-39. Front court it goes. Reha to Wheatley. Wheatley drives the right side. He's double-teamed. Dumps it down low to Reha. Cross it comes out top. Terry now back to Wheatley. The crossover. He'll elevate just inside the circle and jump that one in. 74-41. Ahead to the front court. Burns with it. They'll leave it outside now for Fitzpatrick. And Fitzpatrick's going to stand with the ball on his hip unless someone comes out to guard him. Now they do, and he'll take off with the dribble. Fitzpatrick around the right side, curls down the lane, and the shot blocked by Terry. Terry tried to come up with it, and he ends up knocking it out of bounds as he ends up on the floor. Connor Westergaard back into the lineup now for Adair Casey as Cole Reha will check out. Rockets basketball, inbound into the corner, Fitzpatrick with it. 2:45 left to play in the game. Left side with the dribble is Tatey into the lane. Nowhere to go. Back outside to Fitzpatrick. Rockets just working the spread offense right now, trying to slow this thing down. And now the ball knocked away and stolen. Wheatley didn't give up on it. He takes it away as he runs the floor and lays it in. Emmett Wheatley the steal in the finish. 74-43. 2:15 remaining. Wheatley picks up Fitzpatrick at the center court line. We've got a timeout asked for now by Peyton Sherdan. All they have left is full timeout, so I think all they're going to do is stop the clock to allow the substitutions to come in. Justin Plowman in for Adair Casey along with Josh Reed as the Bombers are going to bring out some of their regulars. Cole Reha, Emmett Wheatley, Charlie Terry. Reha left the floor a little bit ago. Terry and Wheatley will leave the floor here probably for the last time as Bombers. They're seniors. Rockets with a basketball. Jurgensen across left side with it. Trevor Bunt is checked in now for Peyton Sherdan. As we're down to 2 minutes left to play. Out top, Bunt with a basketball. Jacob Bunt back out top it goes. Now to Trevor Bunt. The left side, Jurgensen. That's Chase Jurgensen back out top. They work the ball around the circle. Again, it goes left side. Tatey off the curl. Dumps it across now to Bunt. Bunt back here near side. Jurgensen. They're just playing keep away. Minute 35 left. Ball almost thrown away. Bunt up there with it. They'll leave it left side. Trevor Bunt. Back out to Jacob Bunt. And across it comes to Jurgensen. Jurgensen across back out top to Burns. Just playing keep away. Now we're going to have a foul call as Westergaard tried to take it away out top. That'll be foul number one against Westergaard. Team number six against Adair Casey. So no free throws yet. 1:08 left to go. Clock is running. Peyton Sherdan inbounds. Tatey has it. Here to the right side to Burns. Tatey right corner. Burns goes left side. Now to Trevor Bunt into the corner. It's Tatey. 50 seconds left. Out top. Right side drive. An awkward flip in traffic is no good by Jake Burns. And he got fouled. He'll get free throws. Josh Reed will pick up the foul for Adair Casey. That'll be his first. Free throw coming. No good by Jake Burns. Burns picked up 7 points in the first half. Second try is good. So it's one of his two. He's got eight for the game. 45 seconds left, 75-43, Peyton Sherdan. Westergaard tried a long three. Burns blocked it. Now he gets it back, and Westergaard drives, floats it in traffic. No good, and now we have a whistle. Chris Herbert checked in also for Adair Casey during the last timeout. And the foul is going to be whistled against Peyton Sherdan. It's going to be on Bunt. And an awkward three try here from the corner. And we've got a foul. And free throws coming.
Tatey picks up the foul. And Westergaard heading to the line here.
So Connor Westergaard with three free throws coming, I believe. First one is good. Two more coming. 22 seconds on the clock. They do stop the clock for free throws. Second one by Westergaard, no good off the front of the rim. He'll get one more. Westergaard with 4 points here tonight. And the third one is good. So it's 2 of 3. 75-45. Rockets walk it up the floor, and I don't think they're going to do much more than that. They get it across. Tatey will wait outside with it. The fans stand. We're down to 10 seconds. And the Bombers content to just let them dribble away time. That is going to do it. Tatey picks it up, stands with the ball at his side, and time has run out. 75-45, your final. Peyton Sherdan, a winner tonight over Adair Casey in a very convincing and quick performance by Peyton Sherdan. We'll take a break and wrap this one up for you in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Pure Bolt Chiropractic, located at 404 Poplar Street in Atlantic. Let the certified doctors help you with your sports injury. They accept preferred providers on over 600 insurance companies. That's Pure Bolt Chiropractic in Atlantic, 712-243-1554. Oinker's Lounge and Grill serves great burgers, steaks, seafood, chicken, and drinks. They have a full-service bar downstairs, and their upstairs bar has pool tables. Try their famous Oinker Burger. Oinker's Lounge and Grill in Atlantic, 712-243-4974. Salem Lutheran Homes in Elkhorn, celebrating over 70 years of serving the community. Salem is proud of their friendly professional staff, offering the finest care in the region in an atmosphere of comfort, compassion, and life with Christian dignity.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Guthrie Center High School, where Peyton Sherdan has run away with one. And they did it early. And the game was never really contended. Adair Casey, try as they may, could not get a shot to fall early on. Some terrific defense by the Rockets. And it just got more and more frustrating for Adair Casey. They were down 21-6 at the quarter, 44-21 at the break. 62-29 after three, and they lose it 75-45. Peyton Sherdan wins over Adair Casey. Let's take a look at the numbers for you here in the ballgame tonight. There were three players in double figures for Peyton Sherdan. Noah Jurgensen led the way. He had 24 points tonight. Also, Colton Fitzpatrick with 19, a dozen for Jake Carey this evening. 8 points off the bench for Jake Burns. Also, 5 for Joe Towers, and 5 tonight for Chase Jurgensen. And Dylan Burghardt had a couple points tonight for Peyton Sherdan. Good victory for Peyton Sherdan this evening. A convincing victory.
Yeah, they played very well. They execute their offense well. Yeah, they're used to playing at that high-tempo pace. You can tell they are very comfortable from the outset tonight. Made a lot of outside shots, 8 threes there in that first half to get them started, and they really never looked back. Just a good all-around game.
For the Bombers, they were led by Emmett Wheatley. He finished with 16 points. Charlie Terry working hard inside. He was undersized against some of those Peyton Sherdan players in the post, but still 14 points for him tonight. 7 for Cole Reha, 5 for Connor Westergaard, and 3 for Colton Sargent this evening. With the loss, the Bombers 11-11 for 2014-15 as their season comes to a close. And with the win, the Rockets advance. They move to 19-3, and they'll play Thursday night up at Panora in the district title game against the winner of the next game. Griswold and Nottoway Valley just now taking the floor, as those two teams will get ready to face off here in Game 2. 75-45, your final here in Game 1. Peyton Sherdan defeating Adair Casey in Game 1 of our doubleheader. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here for Game 1. Stick around. We've got Game 2 coming up in just a couple of moments here on KJAN.